Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking about college. I was interacting with a friend who's got a grandson who's heading on off to college in about 3 or 4 years, and they're already having to prepare. Well, today we're going to have a young man who is going, his name is Sebastian Otto, and we're going to be talking about the book that he put together with an associate called Excuse Me, College Is Now, How to Be a Success in School and in Life. I want to welcome Sebastian Otto to my show. Welcome, Sebastian.
Hi, Donna. Hi, everyone else.
I'm so glad you're able to join us today. You're a young man who has graduated from Manhattanville College. You've gotten your bachelor's in management and computer science. You have founded a particular group called Positive Feelings Rule, and you apparently have found a commitment in working with other young people so that they understand that they have dominion over their life, if you will, and you're really enthusiastic about this.
Absolutely.
And here you are with your first book, Excuse Me, College Is Now. Why did you think, Sebastian, this was so important to be able to publish this book? Why, as such a young man, were you even interested in doing this?
Well, I'll answer your first question first, which is it's so important to have this type of advice for college students, which at the time when I was 21 to 23 and going to college, it's a big time in people's lives. In college students' lives, and I felt like this was a time in a young adult's life where direction was needed, and I didn't have that direction. And when I went to answer your second question, when I went right before going into college, I was having severe anxiety attacks. I was so nervous about going to college, so nervous about leaving home and leaving my friends and family, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't even know that it was an anxiety attack. I didn't know it was a panic attack, and I didn't know why I was nervous. And the little research that I did at first and brought me to the law of attraction and brought me to thinking positive, and I just had it. When I started to turn my life around, I just knew that I had to let everyone know what I knew about and what I want, how I help myself. I knew that I had to tell everyone because I didn't want my friend down the hallway or someone across the country feeling like how I felt. So that was the basis behind me starting all this.
You were inspired by Lynn Grabhorn's book, Excuse Me, Your Life Is Now. Now, Lynn was a guest on my show. She has since passed away. She was a tremendously talented woman, and her book was wonderful. How did Lynn inspire you, and how did you find out about Lynn's book, Excuse Me, Your Life Is Waiting?
Well, that's incredible that she was on the show. That just gave me the chills, Donna. I found out about Lynn's book by I was actually at the doctor's office because I was getting treated for my anxiety attacks, and my father walked into a bookstore. And he tried everything. I've been to doctors, I've been to psychologists, all different types of different methods to help me, and they couldn't figure it out. And my father came back one afternoon when I got out of the doctors, and he said, "Here, I found this book. You might be interested." And I took it home that night, and I read the whole thing. And I was blown away. And I read it again, and I read it again, and I can't even tell you how many times I read it, Donna, that it just changed my life forever. And I remember emailing Lynn the first night that I finished it, and I said to her, "I love this book. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it." And she emailed me back the next day And she said, I'm so happy that this helped you and you can, you know, and I said to her, can I tell my friends? Can I email everybody I know and let them know? And she said, absolutely. You can teach it to anyone that you want. And that stuck with me for the rest of my life. And it will.
Mm-hmm.
And I will spread the word about her book and her principles for as long as I live. And I love it. And it's really exciting knowing that she was, that you had the opportunity to speak with her, because she is an amazing person.
Yes,
she was.
She is. She was an amazing lady. And wherever she is, I know she's just thrilled that
absolutely.
This is something that you have decided to pick up the baton and carry it forward as a young person and share the message that she shared with you. Now, you wanted to relate this to young people going to college. You yourself were in a very difficult phase, and you came out of it because of this publication. Thanks to your dad having the opportunity to cruise through a bookstore, and it just attracted him, the title, I'm sure. How did you connect with Doreen Bazinet?
Well, I heard that she was writing a follow-up book to Lynn's.
Yes.
And I said, I have to get my story in there, because if I get my story in there and any other young adults get to read it, maybe it will inspire them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it will light something up in their life to say, hey, Sebastian did it. Maybe I can do it. And I submitted my story. I put on my office wall, I'm going to get in Doreen's book. And I just thought about it and thought about it. And Doreen contacted me and said she was interested. So that's how I got connected with Doreen. And everything after that was just magical.
Well, Doreen is a special lady. And by the way, she's also been on my show.
Excellent.
So it's really fascinating how the circle of life goes. Now, let's talk, Sebastian, and we're talking from the positioning of trying to help someone who is going to college. And by the way, for any of you listening that may be more mature adults, understand something. There are more mature adults going to college than ever before in history. And there's more women going to college than ever before. So this book is a book that can be used by any of you that are wanting to go to college. If you've got a family member, like my very dear friend who has a grandson that's going to be going to college and she wants to prepare him for that. All of these things in today's world, this is good to know about in advance, because you're going to be helping that person, helping yourself. Let's start out about how, in the very beginning, you talk about the law of attraction, and in your book there's a sentence, we become trapped by our resistance to that thing or experience that we fear. We become free when we're willing to say, I'm experiencing it, it doesn't matter, it's okay. Now, with the college student, one of the biggest areas of fear is walking into the unknown, because high school is a heck of a lot different from college.
Absolutely.
Tell us some of your experiences with that and how you found the law of attraction benefiting you.
Absolutely. And to go back to the acceptance and resistance, I'll give you an example. I remember the first day one of my professors gave us a 15-page paper, and I was like, whoa. I immediately experienced resistance. And I said, how am I going to do this? I never wrote a 15-page paper before. And how am I going to do this on top of my five other courses with all of their work? And I immediately felt resistance, and I had to stop myself and say, it's okay. It's okay, because there's millions of other college students that do it every single year. And every single year, there's college students that get through it. And I just had to accept. I had to say to myself, I accept that I'm experiencing resistance right now, and it's okay. And once I said that, it made me feel so much better. It made me feel like I had confidence so that I can take on this 15-page paper. And after I said that, there was a swarm of different things that happened in my life to help me with that 15-page paper, because I wasn't in a state of resistance. I was in a state of acceptance, and my professor helped me. One of my great friends helped me, outline the chapters, and it was a more enjoyable process. So that's an example of acceptance and resistance.
Well, and that probably also helped you put this book together, because if you can put together 15 pages and have it organized,
yeah.
And if you have a chapter for every page or two chapters, you know, however it's divided up, what a discipline that taught you.
Absolutely. And a lot of Ben and Jerry's, Donna.
My husband loves Ben and Jerry's. That's a great advertisement for them, I'll tell you. Ben and Jerry's, you can make it through anything. Jerry Garcia is his favorite. Anyway, I don't know what yours is. Mine is the fudge, anything that's double chocolate fudge,
yes.
Is mine.
Yes.
That's it. That makes my day. Okay, Sebastian, let's talk about faking it till you make it. This is something that has been said by every actor or actress that has ever been, and we all are at one time or another. But this really has a very serious psychological effect with us. How did you utilize this adage? What were the results, and what circumstances did you use it in?
Making it till I make it. On a daily basis, I don't know if this is going to answer your question, but I'll tell you this. On a daily basis, after learning how to deal with anxiety attacks and learning how to deal with negative things that were going on in my life, I said to myself that I was going to wake up every day and appreciate life and appreciate everything that life has to offer me. And one of the things in the book that I put together was my life journey package. And I just go through things that I appreciate in life, my positive things in my life, and the things that I've accomplished in life. And I just wake up every day and I run through this list in my mind of all the things that I've accomplished and all the things that are positive in my life, my family, my fiance, my schooling, my health, everything. And that gave me the power to make it. And it still does every day in my life. All those things that I run through in my head allow me to make it and allow me to make the decisions that I do. And I hope that answers your question. But that's how I make it in life.
He has a page in his book which is titled "The Life Journey Plan." And, of course, there are four components to it. He's mentioned them. Positive things in his life, achievements, short-term goals, and long-term goals. Now, what this probably does for you is keep it right in front of your mental face. So, and by doing it every day the way that you're doing it, one, you're enforcing a discipline. Two, the repetitious factor, which is part of this discipline, is going to keep you mindfully present with where it is you need to be. And three, then you're able to release it when you have that aspect of appreciation so that things can actually happen. Here you've been talking about an anxiety attack, and all of this has to do with feelings. What is your positioning regarding feelings and thinking, the belief and action? Just give me your perspectives on that.
Well, they're definitely both two different things. And thinking something, then feeling it is totally opposite. So it's important to, and this I've learned this from Lynn Grabhorn, to feel what you want. And we could go through her four principles, which is identify what you don't want, then identify what you do want, then get into the feeling place of your want, and then allow the universe to bring it into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that third point is the most important point that I'll keep with me forever. And getting into a feeling state could be going for a test drive to go into the dealership to test drive your car, or posting old tests with A's on them around your college dorm room. That's what I did. Every single high school grade I had, I crossed out and I put an A on it and I put them on my college dorm room wall. That's getting to the feeling place of you want. Thinking is different. Thinking, I could think about my goals. I could think about my future. I could think about what I'm going to do this weekend. But feeling it is different. If I'm going to think about getting a book deal, that's one thing. But actually getting a book, a physical book, and pasting a picture of what I want the book to look like with my name in the front, and that's getting into the feeling place of your want. And that's what I do on a daily basis, and that's what I would recommend to all the college students out there, is that if you want something out of your college experience, feel it rather than think about it. My sister recently came home. She's nervous about graduating this May. And I said, hey, get my college, my robe that I graduated with, my gown, and put it on. That's getting into the feeling place. And she loved it. She always thought about graduating. It's something that she always thought about, but getting into the feeling place made her feel great. She had a smile. She was loving it. And it was such a fun experience.
You pose a question in your book to anyone that would be reading it: is college even right for you? And I thought that's such a good question to ask, because college is not actually for everyone.
Yes.
And not everyone should go to college.
Yes.
It depends on what you really want. And that is a very, very significant question. Tell us about how you should examine the pros and cons relative to college.
Well, this subject means a lot to me, because I had a good friend that dealt with this, and he wasn't right for college, but his parents made him, forced him, and it didn't work out in the end. But he didn't want to go, and he didn't he felt like it wasn't right for him at that moment. And I remember going through the pros and, well, I call it a pros and pros list. You know, what are the things that you'll love about college? What are the things that you're excited about going to college for? And we wrote them all down. We wrote, well, college would be good. I'll get a diploma, and I'll learn new subjects that I never went into, and I'll be able to meet new people and leave home for a little. And that was the pros list for college. Well, what are the pros list for not going to college? Well, I could start a job. I could start making money soon. I could still meet people, because I could go and meet new people at my job. I could take some time to think about if college is right for me or if it's not. Maybe I could find be able to intern at a couple different places. There was, I call it a pros and pros list. I don't like to use the word con, because you don't have to do it. You don't have to say a pros and cons list, because you could just say a pros and pros list. Why not? And that was something that I went through with him, hoping that he would think about it, but he was forced into something that he didn't want to do, and it wound up not working for him. But now he's on the right track, and it took him a couple of years, but now he's on the right track.
Great. Positive actions when you're going to school. If you're fortunate enough where you can go full-time, that is really optimum.
Yes.
But when you do it, you really have to think about time designation, and that is something that you cover. And depending on where you are, if you're going for a bachelor's, that's one batch of something. If you're going for a master's, that's something else. And if you're going for a doctorate, that's something else. Designating time. Talk about how you break that down.
Oh, it's so important. I remember my sophomore year, I lived with four guys in one room, and I had to definitely designate my time from hanging out with them. I loved hanging out with them. We had a great time, but I had to designate my time properly. I needed to put my school time, my test time on the side then from partying and having a great time and doing the things that I wanted to do. And I had to say to myself, I was the type of person where after class I would come home and come back to the dorm room and do my homework immediately. That, because I just wanted to get it out of the way. If I had a paper, I would spend a little bit time each night and do it. I wouldn't wait for the Sunday before the Monday paper was due. I would take a little bit of time throughout the week to do it, because then it helped me stay fresh, and it allowed me to not get stressed the night before, And it allowed me to still have fun with my friends because I only devoted, let's say, an hour a night to getting my big exam paper done. And then just doing it all in one night. It just allowed me to be more clear and stress-free when I manage my time. And managing, that's for school. And I also have to mention that I've been with my fiance for over 10 years. And she, managing my relationship time with her as well. I always made time for her. I always made time for to go out and to have a good time. And that's important, too, is making time for your friends and family and your loved ones, because you don't want to block them all out when you're at college. You want to make time for them, because my family missed me. I made time to come home and visit them, or at least made time to call them. But it's important to write down everything that's in your life. If it's, you know, keep a calendar, and don't get stressed, because if you just do little by little, then you'll get it done.
Little by little, like the little inchworm, you then cover all of the territory. Internet time, oy gavilt. Internet time, holy Moses, just answering email can take hours. And that is a trap that college students aren't the only ones that can get stuck in. How do you recommend college students dealing with that? Because there's all this social networking that's done online, and you can have hours consumed by this.
Yeah, and BlackBerry time too. I'm bad at that, but I'm slowly learning how to devote some time for that too. But internet social networking time is so important. You have to devote some time throughout the day to say, you know what, this is my Facebook time, this is my MySpace time, and you don't have to be on it every 5 minutes. It's not healthy. And it's not good for your life. You have other things to be doing than to be on Facebook. And I'm 24 years old. I love Facebook. I love Twitter. I love MySpace, all these LinkedIn. I love all those sites, but I devote time to go on them, log, check my email, message back, post my pictures. But I also make time for my family, and I make time to go outside and take a walk. It's good to be a well-rounded person, not just a person that's going to be on the computer all day. And my generation is attracted by computers and gadgets and being online, and it's time that we say, hold on, we can do that, and we could still be human beings and get outside and go out on the quad and play Frisbee or hacky sack or go hang out with friends at the mall or go to the movies.
Mm-hmm. Good point. I'm amazed. I mean, it seems like thumbs have become an extension of what I would call social interaction. And
yeah,
the sad thing is that I've seen people just driven to distraction over it, where they can't even have a decent conversation. It's going off like every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So they need to turn off the cell phones and to, like you said, allot time. Now, not everybody's going to stay on a positive mode when they're at college. Life
Mm-mm.
doesn't run in a straight line. And we're going to have times when we really feel stinking when we're in college. Maybe the grades don't turn out so good, or somebody has been interacting with the girlfriend or the boyfriend, or there's,
yeah,
you know, there's gossip. I mean, this is life. That's what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
How do you recommend that a young person deal with this in college? Because it's a much different environment.
Absolutely.
Than what they have come into. They're a young person. This is an well, a touch of what the outside world is like, but it's still sort of isolated to a degree. What would
Absolutely.
You suggest to them?
Absolutely, and there was days that I felt so depressed at school, and that's even knowing all this stuff. And it's okay. You have to you have to tell yourself, it's okay. I accept that I'm feeling sadness right now. I accept that I'm feeling lonely right now. I don't have any friends. And as long as you say, you know, as long as you acknowledge that you're feeling resistance, that's fine. Because then you could always say, I accept that I'm feeling resistance right now, and that's all right. And once you identify that, then you can move forward. And one of the things that I do to move forward, I remember I used to be crammed with work, and I used to be so stressed because it was beautiful out, and I wanted to just go outside on the quad and hang out with everyone, but I couldn't. One of the the things that I do is I have a mood booster or a positive booster, whatever you want to call it, whether it's ice cream, whether it's a good music, whether it's hanging out with a friend for a few minutes, whatever your booster is, watching TV. If you have a long-term paper and you're just stressed about it, take 5 to 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever, half an hour, and watch that show so you can get your feelings up. Go take a walk outside or go hang out with your friends. Give a friend a call. Do something to get your mood back to positive. For me, I liked ice cream. That's what I did. I had ice cream. I loved it. And whenever I was feeling down, I said, you know what, I'm going to take a break and go have some ice cream. It's just something that I felt comforted me and that I loved. But there's going to be days that you feel stressed. That's just the way it happens. But if you know how to get back out of it, and by doing these things that you love, if it's making bracelets or if it's making T-shirts, whatever, do something that you love, and then it'll get your spirits back up.
Good point. You have some sections in your book that I thought were quite interesting. One, attracting a great professor. And another big challenge is choosing a major, because most young people, when they're going to college, they don't have any life experience. So the question is, how do I know what I want to do when I grow up? Hey, adults are still asking that question.
Yes.
They could be 65, 70 years of age. What do I want to do when I grow up? So here you are in college. You're supposed to choose majors. You're supposed to know exactly what you do. And that is a challenge. Now, when you get your bachelor's, that's not such a big deal. But when you're going for a master's or something else, it really is a big deal. What would you say to someone, and we've got about a minute here, what would you say to someone that is going to need to choose a major and doesn't know what to do?
What I'm going to say is live life like a buffet. And what I mean by that is go to the areas of the buffet that you like, but then don't feel sad if you want to add something else to your plate later on. It's okay. And I live my life by that every day. I went to the chicken plate and got some chicken with my management and computer science degree, but that doesn't mean I may not go into art history and science. Who knows? But I live life like a buffet, and you'll experience life to the fullest.
Auntie Mame couldn't agree with you more. She just had that wonderful part in the movie where she said to the employee she had, life is a smorgasbord, and most people are starving to death. So I agree with that statement that you've made. Well, if you are interested in finding out more about this wonderful book, Excuse Me, College Is Now, written by a young man and Doreen, they together put together something that is, I think, very good for a young person, how to be a success in school and also in life, then you're going to want to go to his website of positivefeelingsrule.com. And this is for anyone that might be considering college, and it's covering a lot of things that, again, can be a very positive support for you. Positivefeelingsrule.com. Sebastian, as we're closing out our chat for today, what thought would you like to leave with my audience?
My quote that I always tell everyone, a positive feeling is the seed for a positive result. That's all I have to say.
A positive feeling is a seed for a positive result. Well, Sebastian, I think you said it very, very well. And again, your website, positivefeelingsrule.com. The book, again, is Excuse Me, College Is Now, How to Be a Success in School and in Life. Sebastian Otto, I wish you the best.
Thank you so much. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope someone else after me will come and keep this Excuse Me series going. And I appreciate you really spotlighting it, and it's people like you that keep it going. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Sebastian. This is Donna Sebo again, positivefeelingsrule.com. I guess Sebastian Otto, O-D-D-O is the spelling of his name. However, Excuse Me, College Is Now, How to Be a Success in School and in Life. We are going to be taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Good things coming. We'll be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Hey, would you like to call and chat with me and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight? Well, I'm ready if you are. Here are the telephone numbers you can call into. Our toll-free number worldwide is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And then, of course, we also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's right, 530-876-3222. So all you need to do, if you're a first-time caller, I just need your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me, after I give you information as I perceive it, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. And again, I want to mention, if you are wanting to communicate with me via email and wanting to ask me questions so that I can answer them on the air, that's not something that I'm going to be doing. So call on in and chat with me, and we can do it that way. It's real, real simple. Well, there are so many different things that are crossing my mind that I thought I would share with you. Oh, I found this wonderful recipe for salmon. So if I have time today, I want to share it with you because, oh, it is so good. Here in the Pacific Northwest, salmon is absolutely one of the favorite foods anywhere. And if you have relatives come into the area like we do periodically, that's one of the first things that they want to try because salmon is considered one of the items here in the Pacific Northwest. So this is a salmon recipe with polenta. So if that's something that sort of makes your taste buds salivate a little bit, well, all you need to do is have a pad of paper and pen handy. In just a little bit, I will be sharing that with you. Now, what I did want to bring out were a few things. One is this delightful poem. It's about tulips. And the reason I wanted to share it is right here, right now, we have tulips blooming in our own yard as well as all around the neighborhood, all kinds of colors. And they are just so gorgeous. here in the Pacific Northwest, we have a valley that is dedicated to literally the growth of millions of tulips. And people come in from all over the world just to see these phenomenal fields. There is a section of them that's filled with these beautiful daffodils, and you see acres and acres and acres of color, but there's nothing to beat the view when you come up and over a hill into this tulip valley, which is hundreds and hundreds of acres, and you just see this panorama of undulating color with the blooming tulips. It's just absolutely awesome. So when I came across Abigail Williams' poem, I thought, wow, this just really pushes my buttons when it comes to tulips. Tulips grow lively and lovely, breezes blow them to and fro, beauty sprouting everywhere, countless colors brighten the earth. It's spring. What a joy. It's spring. Yes, and we've got them here. And I just absolutely think it is terrific to be able to see all of that wonderful, wonderful color. So I wanted to share that with you. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. I thought I gave out the wrong number before. I did. 530-876-9916. So you're going to be able to chat with me whenever you feel like it. Well, there are so many different haunted stories, and I just thought I'd give you a little bit of detail about one of them, and it's about a Lady Glamis. And she was in the 16th century, and she was convicted of witchcraft. Ah, yes, they were having a wonderful time convicting women of witchcraft at that time. And also, she was accused of trying to murder the King of Scotland. Now, as tradition demanded at the time, she was burned at the stake. Now, it's said that her ghost haunts Glamis Castle in Angus, Scotland. And there have been many visitors that have seen her, well, whatever she is, or whatever she's made of, floating above the clock tower. Meanwhile, Anne Boleyn, Catherine Howard, and Jane Seymour, no, not the actress of today, this is the Jane Seymour of historical past, are all said to haunt Hampton Court Palace, just outside of London. England is full of all kinds of spooky stories. I think that in so many historical places, old places in the world, every place can have its ghost stories. We have some of them even in my own neighborhood, that it's fascinating to talk with some of the neighbors whenever there's a get-together, and they'll say, oh, you got a spooky story? Let me tell you about mine. I think ghost stories are pretty common, and it's fascinating to listen to all of them. But anyway, that's just a little bit of information and trivia for you there. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756 is the toll-free number. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-9916. I'm going to get that number straight yet. 876-9916. Now, I want to let you know who's going to be coming on tomorrow. We're going to be talking with Teresa Tapp tomorrow, getting fit and fabulous. 15 minutes, I guarantee you can dedicate it to it. It is absolutely marvelous. And I just have been such a supportive advocate of Teresa because I know the difference it's made with me. So she's going to be on tomorrow. We're also going to have a very fine musician, Coot Blackson. And we're going to be talking about his CD, Love Now. He's a fascinating lyricist. He also has a nice array of music that will be finding out where he got his inspiration from and what he's doing with his inspiration, and I believe you're going to find some of his stories quite interesting. And then on Thursday, we're going to be having an open mic day, and then bingo, before we know it, we are going to find ourselves in the month of May. Can you believe it? It's just, time is just passing by amazingly fast. And I know it's not going any faster than it did a year ago. Seemingly isn't, but it is. I don't know about you, but it just seems like it's absolutely going far too fast. How would you like to save some money? Well, especially when you're going grocery shopping. One of the lessons I learned a long time ago is, one, you never take your husband with you, and two, you never take the kids. If you're going to go shopping by yourself, and usually have a list. Well, I thought that I would just share with you some market research that has come out, and this is, to me, quite interesting. Because if you pay attention to just a few of these things, when you go into a supermarket, and I just love supermarkets, you're just going to find that there are ways of making sure you're aware of how you're spending your money. And in today's world, this is something that's important for a whole bunch of us. We always want to be prudent with our dollars. Well, supermarkets, they are selling machines. Giant selling machines, and there's been a lot of research regarding traffic patterns, product placement, how things smell, what displays look like, and of course, signs. And the more time you spend cruising the aisles, the more money you're probably going to spend at checkout. So here are some tips, and you probably know about some of them. Have you ever thought of a supermarket as being in the real estate business? Well, believe it or not, they sell the spaces where food is displayed. And the prime selling space includes the middle of eye-level shelving. And when you think about it, if you go shopping, how likely are you to bend down or squat down to look at what's on the bottom shelf? Not if you're in a hurry. You're not going to do that. Well, vendors will sometimes pay retailers hundreds, even thousands of dollars in what they call slotting fees, to take on their new product or to display their products prominently. Now, there's critics of this thinking, that it stifles competition and boosts prices, but it doesn't make any difference. The fact is, it is real estate. There are so many products out there. How are you going to be able to get your space? Well, if you will look at that, then the products that are on the aisles, you usually assume that they're on sale, and those aisle displays at the very end, they found in the research, has boosted sales by a third. But end caps can highlight items about to expire or those that are not a bargain. Now, there were people who did some research at a major supermarket, and they spotted an end cap that was loaded with a popular brand of cookies, big name brand, and all were at full price. There was no sale whatsoever. And they found people were buying them like crazy because they thought they were on sale because they were on the end aisle. And related items can be featured right along with something that's on sale, and they are not. So you want to be sure that you pay attention. For example, there was a major display with a major brand tortilla chip, and the chips were on sale. That was correct. But all of the items that were around the chips, like the salsa and some special dips, none of those were on sale. So it's a part of the display. So if you wanted to save your money, make sure you check to see what the cost is, number one, and what's going on there. Also, compare unit prices. When you do that, you're going to find it'll make a big difference in what you are paying. Organics, well, they can be quite pricey. I don't know about your neighborhood, but when we look at organics in the supermarket, sometimes they're three or four times the cost of other vegetables and or fruits and even meat. But sometimes you can get a real good deal on it. So you just need to check it out. And also, sometimes when you buy bagged produce, it's cheaper by the bag than by the pound. Example, a 5-pound sack of potatoes for $2.99 compared with 99 cents per pound for loose ones in a bin. So if you've got a long shelf life, you might want to look at a bagged produce instead of course, the other stuff that is there. But you just have to check things out. And just know, too, check your receipt. One of the things they say is 6% of people said they were overcharged at the register. And they said no chain stands out as particularly accurate or inaccurate. So just be aware, you need to check that receipt. And also, watch out for those signs that say that they're giving you a bargain, like 10 items for $10. Sometimes that's not such a bargain if you really check things out. So it's fun. Just realize this is something that's been going on forever, and it'll continue. But if you want a bargain, check your choices, and you'll find out what really works and what doesn't. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. 888-815-9756. Also 530-876-9916. And have that pad of paper and pen handy. We're going to be talking salmon when I come back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTip Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories. You'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. I promised you, here's the phone number if you want to call me, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. Okay, salmon with polenta. Oh, good stuff. All right, here's what you need. Now, this is sort of Mediterranean in flavor. You can't beat it. It's just absolutely wonderful. Now, you're going to need 3 celery ribs, and you want them chopped. 3 celery, they call them ribs, I call them stalks. Medium onion chopped, and 2 tablespoons of olive oil, which is going to be divided up. The 2 tablespoons of olive oil. You need a can, 28 ounces of diced tomatoes, and you don't want to drain them. You need a can, an 8-ounce can of tomato sauce, 1/4 cup of minced fresh parsley, and fresh really is better than dried. It really is going to add a wonderful seasoning here. A teaspoon of Italian seasoning, a half a teaspoon of thyme, basil, and black pepper. A half a teaspoon each of dried thyme, dried basil, and pepper. You're going to need 3 cups of water, and about a half a teaspoon of salt. Now, you're also going to need a cup of cornmeal, white or yellow, doesn't make any difference, a cup of cornmeal, a quarter of a cup of all-purpose flour, and then you need 6 nice salmon fillets, 6 ounces each. Now, this is what you do. In a Dutch oven, you want to saute celery and onion in a tablespoon of oil until it's tender. You want to then add your tomatoes, your tomato sauce, your parsley, your Italian seasoning, the thyme, the basil, and the pepper. And you want to simmer this all together for about 15 to 20 minutes and stir it every once in a while. And then in a large, heavy saucepan, you want to bring water and salt to a boil, and you want to reduce the heat so it's just gently simmering there. And slowly whisk in your cornmeal. And you want to stir with a wooden spoon for about 15 to 20 minutes until the polenta is thickened and pulled away from the inside of the pan. And it's a clean pull. Sort of like the way it is when you have, you know, when you've got bread and you're working with it. Now, what you want to do then is place your flour in a large shallow bowl. You want to coat the salmon on both sides. And in a large skillet, you want to brown your salmon quickly in the remaining oil. And then you transfer your salmon to the tomato mixture, and you cook it uncovered for about 3 to 5 minutes. That's all it's going to take until the fish flakes easily with a fork. And you serve your salmon and its sauce with polenta. It serves about 6 people. And this is such not only a flavorful meal, but it is a very satisfying meal. And polenta, for the people in the Mediterranean, especially the Italians, they've used it for so, so long. And if you wanted to do something in the way of speeding this up a little bit, you could, instead of using the regular cornmeal, you could use grits. Grits cook up in a very, very short period of time, and you might want to have your sauce and mix it, you know, the grits are ready, I think, in, geez, just 3 minutes. You can get those at your local grocery store. And they're not expensive at all. And in the South, they're a very popular food. But, again, it's just absolutely wonderful. And grits are corn. That's that. They're really corn. Southern dish that the Southerners love. But anyway, that is something that you might be interested in. And if you like salmon, it's a different type of recipe that has that wonderful, wonderful flavor. Multi-axis crystal spectrometer. Boy, that's a mouthful. Try saying that 10 times in a row without stuttering. Well, what is this all about? These are new materials that are promising to revolutionize the development of electronics and nanotechnologies. They are trying to figure out what substances are the most promising, and this new multi-axis crystal spectrometer, MACS, MAX, at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, will be investigating large numbers of novel materials to help pinpoint which ones really are going to suit what is needed in today's world. They're looking for unusual magnetic behavior or superconductivity. Yes, technology is causing us to go beyond what we have ever thought we would be able to explore. Now, how does this happen? Well, this multi-axis crystal spectrometer bombards them with neutrons produced by their own, by itself, nuclear reactor. And it records how neutrons bounce off of the sample's atoms. Now, they just are able to work with these finite little things. It's amazing. It is incredible what we are going to be seeing evolving. We thought things have evolved at a fast pace now. Holy Moses, it's speeding up, folks. It's not our imagination. It is amazing. This is Donna Sebo. We are out of time today. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. No matter where you are, take time to smell the roses, the tulips, the flowers, wherever you are. Life is for living. This is the moment that you have now. Enjoy it. It's a gift to you and also to those that you might share the time with. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.